I think the Comic Sans font is dreadful. I think it was, you know, the guy who did it, I think, has said that he knocked it off in an afternoon, and you can't design a decent font. Even a fairly informal, a kind of handwritten one in an afternoon. I certainly perfected my font over many years by looking at other letterers. Steve Parkhouse, who's a guy who's pops up all over the place in comics. I literally learned how to do comic book lettering by looking over his shoulder and learned a few tips from him. I then looked at an American letterer called John Costanza and sort of took some things from his font, as he had taken it from people before him. I mean, after all, there's only so much you can do with an alphabet. And he was also one of the sources of Comic Sans. The guy whose name I forget, who was working at Microsoft, I think, has said that he had to come up with an informal sort of hand-lettered font. And on his bookshelf, he had Watchmen, and he had The Dark Knight, Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller, which was lettered by John Costanza. And he sort of copied letter forms from them. I think what he came up with was vastly inferior, certainly to John Costanza's hand lettering, and I think also to mine. And I'd much rather, really, you know, that they just come to me or John and said, can you do some hand lettering for us? I'm sure we'd have done it really, really cheaply. And I like to think that what's out there would look a lot cleaner and a lot better. And you can get so many much better fonts than Comic Sans. I guess it's the fact it came bundled with every PC that meant that it was the choice when you wanted to do something that looked a bit jokey or hand done. But it is an awful font. And what really bugs me is the letter I in it, because in comic books you only use the capital letter I, which is the one with the crossbars on it for the first person pronoun. You never use it as a capitalization of a word or within a word. But I believe in Comic Sans that is the only letter I that's available. So the whole thing always looks wrong to me. I think it's a blight, an absolute blight on modern culture.